Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The criminal banking bill allows the criminal Treasury Department, owned by the Federal Reserve, especially what's happening, to be a private institution, grab any banks, run all the regulatory systems, take your homes, commit any crime, basically. It is just off the charts. But Congress can't legalize murder. Congress can't legalize, roasting children over an open spit. They can't legalize, blowing up New York City so they can roast hot dogs. So it's just all fraud, all criminality. Bill in Paris. Is that Paris, Texas, or Paris, France?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Paris, France.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for your brave efforts. You do a great service.
Well, we are shining the silverware on the deck of the Titanic, but we try.
You do a great job. Alex, I'm calling from Paris because I really can't be in the United States anymore because it just became too dangerous there for me. You do a lot of talking on your show about the Illuminati and what they do and on a grand scale. But I don't know how, I don't think there's very many people that call in on a day-to-day basis that have personal stories about being touched by the Illuminati and being stalked and harassed and have had their family members murdered. And that is me. That is my reason for the call today. I've got an amazing story to tell you here. My family owned five of the largest nightclubs in the city of Chicago. My stepdad was a silent owner of the clubs, and he died suspiciously about a year and a half ago. His name was Steve Reynolds. Right around when he died, my mother and I started to notice that I should back up a little bit here. Right after he died, my mother was approached by his associates and told
him. Listen, before we say any names of people, because, there's a lot of folks that call in and make stuff up. I'm not saying you're doing that. Maybe you should write this down in an email and send me some proof or some evidence or news clippings or pictures.
You can look it up. You can look it up on the internet, Alex.
I'm asking you to send that to me then.
Oh, okay.
Send that stuff to Aaron at InfoWars. com, and I will look at it, and then perhaps have you on sometime about it as a guest. I appreciate the call, Bill. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I have information for your listeners. We hear all the time about how much the Congress and the Senate are concerned about the American workers, about American jobs. Well, I called Senator Hutchinson off this morning, and they're going to reauthorize another 500,000 visas for foreign workers to come into the country.
Absolutely. They are only going to total legalization of anybody in the world. Not that I'm against people from India or people from Mexico. It's that they'll work for a fraction, and it will implode the economy. And they say, well, that's good for the economy. Oh, yeah, we're finding out how good it is now.
Well,
NAFTA and GATT destroy things. They say, don't worry, it'll get better. But everything they tell us to do is poison.
We hear all this stuff about American workers, we're concerned about your wages, your jobs, and just look what they do. I also want to confirm that you're right about the feds taking over the sheriff's department or taking over the counties. Both sheriff candidates in Bastrop County have ties to the FBI.
Well, of course.
And everything you said is right there. I mean, the good news is, I heard you in 1996 when I first started listening to you, and I started telling people, and I've read a couple books on the Federal Reserve, and they thought I was crazy. About a quarter of those people have now come to me in the last year, and they are absolutely freaking out.
Well, they're going to get really freaked out when they shove a gun in the back of their head and blow their head off right before they kill their child in front of them.
Well, I think they're starting to prepare for what's coming our way, hopefully.
Well, I'm not kidding. The people running things in this country killed 200 million people last century. They kill. They kill. That's what they come to do. They come to take your farm, take your ranch, take your business, line you up against a wall, and spray your guts all over the place. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up. Go ahead and get Hilder on the line.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For 40-plus years, he's been fighting the New World Order. He put out Myron Fagan's Illuminati records. He's also run major motion picture lots in Hollywood and knows some of the biggest hitters there, but he doesn't never talk much about that, and we never bring much of that up, though it'd be interesting in better times and less serious times to have Anthony on to talk about his life sometime for 2 or 3 hours. He'll be with us for the rest of this hour, a little bit in the next, then David Ray Griffin joins us. I wanted to let a caller finish up, Richard in Texas, about how the FBI either runs former FBI agents or minions of the FBI or DEA or CIA are now most of the sheriffs in the United States, but that's only one part of the covert operation, covertly funded, now going back 25 years. It's now just bags of cash with special forces. They have the Army do it, and we've had a police chief, San Antonio, on. They tried to buy him. I've interviewed other police chiefs. This was going on hard and heavy over 10 years ago. So, you know, I ran into all this and started a long investigation, and I've, you know, freaked out, yelled and screamed on air, because I knew all this financial implosion was coming. I knew that was their goal. And then even worse stuff comes after that. I mean, here's the deal, folks. It's going to get real bad. Things are wonderful right now compared to what they're going to be. You're not going to have the internet like you have it now. I'm not probably going to be on the air. And I mean, that's on the good end. This just gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm telling you, this is a process. This is a program of enslavement. Richard, finish up.
Well, I only got one more thing to say, and that is that when I first started listening to you back in the old KJFK days, and I started warning people, they were laughing at me. And now they're not. A lot of them have woken up, and that's how we're going to win this thing if we don't get the message out to everybody we can.
Well, it's not just Ron Paul. I appreciate your call. It's not just Ron Paul. There's several other congressmen. One of them up there out of New Hampshire, you know, was asked, the name slips me, I can pull it up. We played the clips on air. He said, why aren't you guys impeaching Bush? And he said, because they'll just declare martial law and basically arrest the Congress. They've been told that, folks. And then the British Ministry of Defense puts out a report last year saying that if parliaments or Congress or the people try to take over the capitals, like something out of V for Vendetta, they're just going to detonate a neutron bomb. That doesn't destroy one building. It doesn't destroy any infrastructure. It fries. It sends a radiation wave through all life forms. That's cockroaches, turtles, buzzards, bees, dragonflies, sparrows, humans, polar bears at the zoo. Everything dies. And, you know, there's ways to get around that. We politically take over every county, every city, educate everybody, get the military and police educated to where they see through this. Then people just start saying no and have general strikes and just have a mass revelation, as Anthony Hilders always said. A revelation is something that just, you know, literally spreads like wildfire. You know, an awakening, which has really been happening in slow motion, but it's starting to quicken. The enemy's quickening as well. Then we can overt that. But no march on Washington. You know, the Congress can't do it now. They're all scared, folks. And this new bailout plan says decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. It allows them to take over any banking, any houses, any governments. It's total financial martial law by the Federal Reserve. And I've got the actor in front of me. It is unbelievable. It is dictatorship of the bankers. Who did they tell you in the mainstream news a few months ago, as I told you years ago? What did they say? They said, you will be paying your global carbon tax to an international consortium of banks. You're going to pay your taxes to them. The military is going to work for them. Everything. Do you understand? You know, a pop culture analogy is when the private corporation, you know, in RoboCop takes over the city and says, well, that's the deal. Well, that's basically they're telling you there what they're really doing. And it's all here in black and white. This is not a bailout. This is a complete takeover. Anthony J. Hilder, we're really honored to have you here with us. You made films decades ago about their plan to do this because you'd seen them do it in many other nations. Break down what we see happening right now financially.
Well, this is financial Armageddon. First of all, it's not a recession. It's a depression. And we're going full bore into it. It's Osama bin Laden that is attacking this country. Well, no, I've got to rephrase that. It's Osama bin Bush. That's the reality. The Osama bin Ladens that we hear about have been dead for years. But this is alive. They're attacking every bank account. They're attacking every home. They're attacking every child. They're attacking every mother, every child-to-be. They're after. They want us all. They want us numbered. There's an invasion coming from south of the border. That's only because the Latinos will accept a biochip in exchange for a citizenship.
So by the way, they are chipping the Mexican police, and they're making the Attorney General feds for 4 years take chips. That's MSNBC. This isn't a joke.
We have a film. It's called Citizen Chip 666. They exchange their freedom for the citizenship. And it is all in the works now. There isn't anything you have. There isn't anything you ever had or ever hoped to have. They're not finding them taken away. They want it all, and this is the coup de grace. If this thing goes through, they're going to put this hammer is going to come down like a guillotine on the back of your head. This is financial Armageddon. If it doesn't come, they're going to create the crisis for the control. It's Ordo Ab Chao. When you see this on the side of the Masonic buildings, it means something. They have a reason for doing this. It is a satanic, Luciferian agenda. When you have somebody like Paulson and Bernanke from the Council on Foreign Relations saying, this is what we must have, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. We have to have a revelation. We have to have every single listener get on the phone to the congressman, just the numbers, because they don't listen to what you have to say, but they look at the numbers. If we make it impossible for them to do this, then we will avoid this. But even if we avoid it, they will create another crisis to bring about control.
And Anthony, it's not like we just started saying this. I mean, my book, written 6.5 years ago, Descent into Tyranny, the last chapter said they'd do this in around 2008, 2009, because I had their own documents. It's not hard when they're telling me what they're going to do. And then 3 years ago, we got our info out of the Bilderberg Group saying they were going to start it with the housing collapse by design. I mean, it's not just like we're pointing our finger now. They say, it's even in mainstream news, that they're privatizing the Treasury and then letting them have select rules where they can consolidate all the other banking and financials. And
they own the money system. We have to get the money system out of their hands. When Henry Kissinger met with Sarah Palin yesterday, I took a look at that. It's like, you know, the angel meeting with the devil, but the angel is influenced by the devil. We have our preachers from the podium saying, we must go in this direction. We must get ready. I'm talking about the Robertsons.
They admittedly are on the government payroll. It's not even a secret.
And then I'm going to a convention this weekend. This is the Bay Area UFO convention, and I'll give you a number on that later. But at the convention, they're going to be talking about the use of UFOs or the illusion of a second coming through Operation Bluebeam. In fact, Kissinger had made the statement. He said, today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful, especially if they had this outside threat from beyond that was uncontrollable. They didn't know what to do. They were in the streets, and along came a voice and said, "Follow us." It's like
Anthony, explain to people what Operation Bluebeam is. The government has declassified that they have plans to project, 3,000-foot-tall. Jesus, Buddha, UFOs, what they've been projecting above Dallas.
In every section of the world where it would be, where the Muslims would find out what they believe would be coming, and the Christians would see, Christ, they would see crucifixes, they would see, have all of this imagery. They've been practicing this for years.
Yeah, there's no doubt they've been preparing with the media and the culture and the Olympic Games ceremonies where they have UFOs, fake UFOs landing, that they've been gearing up for something like this. I don't know if that's what they're planning to pull, but that's certainly in their bag of tricks, of dozens of different tricks. But having the Pope come out and say aliens are real and they're our friends, and having all these astronauts come out and say it's all real, do you think they're preparing the public for this?
Oh, absolutely. There's a preparation. I had the former candidate for mayor in Alaska, in Anchorage, when I had my show up there. He and one of my other listeners went down to Area 51. That's when there wasn't a lot of activity up and down the Highway 375. They went into the Tickaboo Valley. This is about 120 miles north of Vegas. They went out the road towards Area 51, the Groom Lake facility. They parked the car. About 5 minutes later, two cars come up. The Broncos, with the camel dudes, as we would call them. They asked to see their license plate. They wanted to see the driver's licenses. They wanted to find out if they had any cameras on them. They went through a whole series of interrogations and trying to get them to go. And my friend said, well, isn't this BLM land? He said, well, there's bombs that could have been dropped over here. You're in danger. And he said, isn't it BLM land? He says, yes. So they walked. The security guys left. And the two girls and this fellow was frightened. And then I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Well, we're definitely in crazy times with the Pope coming out and saying, get ready for little green men to land. And these astronauts coming out and saying all this. Not just one, several of them. CNN, Larry King Live saying aliens are real. And then we're the weirdos for saying, no, it's fake, they're going to stage it. Things are certainly upside down. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Look, we know there's huge black ops, a lot of secret government technology, a lot of things going on. We know it's declassified that they have planned to create basically a worldwide UFO New Age cult and promote it. The media now promotes monkey suits with some cat vomit on its stomach and says it's Bigfoot. We say it's not. We're the kooks because we don't believe it, and they admit it's a monkey suit. So we're saying it's not Bigfoot. We're saying it's not UFOs, and we're the weirdos. It's government operation psychological warfare. Anthony, I want to finish up with Bluebeam. Incidentally, I'm going to be talking about some of that tonight myself on Coast to Coast AM. Part of the subjects I'm going to be on there about that and the financial implosion. But Anthony, I want to come back and take calls. But I mean, really, you have really gotten into this financial implosion. You made the film Illuminati, which came out simultaneously with Road to Tyranny. Really, it's the first 9/11 film along with mine because they came out the same week. It's like a tie in a race car race or something, but that doesn't matter. Illuminati is just excellent, and you break down how it goes in phases. And they're now bringing us into the economic collapse. And I want to get into how the international bankers operate when we come back. But right now, in the time we have left, continue with Bluebeam. They're out there in Area 51, which does exist, folks. There are secret craft there. I know the television tells you Area 51 doesn't exist. Go ahead.
They're out there in the Tickaboo Valley. They were there for about 3 minutes after the guards left. And they hear this roar, but not from above, like the aurora, but beneath the ground, and the ground shook like an earthquake or like a freight train going underneath them out to the south, the east of the Tickaboo Valley near the Hancock Pass. And this one of the girls, they had set up their chairs and looking at three sections of the sky, and she says, "Oh, my God, my God." And they turn around, and there is a craft they described as about 1,000 feet across. That's like 900 feet. And from that, several craft were coming out. In fact, so many at one time was up to around 25. She had a little belly pack in her camera. They didn't search her body. And she just put it on the top of the car. And it was taking pictures of these craft that were flying around. This isn't coming from outer space. It's coming from this government, or those who control this government, to frighten you into panic. We've got a film called The Panic Project. We've got one called Alien 51. It's all part of our catalog. We've revamped this so you'll understand it. And they want the preachers, they want the Christians and the conservatives to be frightened. They want them to react. The action is in the reaction for them. If you don't react to them, if you get them to react to you, that's what must be done. We have to have an offensive war. Psychological, verbal, the type that is being conducted by Alex Jones. If you're listening to this show and you expand this show, you support the people who support the show, the sponsors, then we're on track. Don't get off track. Don't let them bring you into believing that some monsters are coming down from outer space. I'm going to be at the UFO Bay the Bay Convention up there. It's going to be this coming weekend. I'm going to give you a number once and not again. If you write it down, 209-836-4281. That's for the UFO Convention this weekend, and I don't want to talk any more about that because we've got another crisis coming, and it's going to be here within hours, and that's
This financial
Armageddon.
Okay, before we let's end this segment with Bluebeam, though, take Dr. Bob Bowman. Now, he was the head of the Directed Energy Weapons Program for the Air Force, that division of it. He was the head of it when it was still secret before they announced it in 81. And now that's a lot of that's been declassified. And I was sitting behind the scenes, you know, for the big 9/11 neocon agenda symposium that went for 2 days in L.A. with 1,200 people at it. And I'm sitting in the green room. And Charlie Sheen's coming in and out of the room. Other folks are back there, Webster Tarpley. And we're sitting there eating lunch. And I said, tell me what you can tell me about the Star Wars program that you headed up at that time that is declassified but you know not very popularly known. He said, and that's a good way of putting it. He said, I can tell you things that have been accidentally declassified because a lot of presidents and others end up leaking things or want to brag at cocktail parties or it comes out in news articles. And he said by the mid-70s, they already had robotic drone spacecraft circling the Earth in a decapitation program, dropping gravity well DU sabos that go up to 30,000 miles an hour. They're non-nuclear. It's just the kinetic energy. And he said that was when he took over the program, and he was only there till 81. They already had space planes, which have a full complement and could already decapitate the world's leaders in an hour. So that's what we're talking about, folks. And that's from that's Bob Bowman, Colonel Bob Bowman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Public and non-public reports put out by 25 influential neocon leaders, including Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Pearl, Rumsfeld, and others. And what did they say in there? They said, we have control of the United States. We have control of the nuclear weapons. We have control of the financial system. We have control of the neutron weapons, of the race-specific bioweapons. In fact, the race-specific bioweapon and the fact that they were in control of the empire, that's in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses document. 120-something page document. Go read it, if you dare. Very cold-blooded. Very bold. And hey, why not stage a terror attack and launch wars and have trillions in oil and hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts? Why not set up a domestic police state you control so you can carry out a mass looting of the entire economy? I broke it down in the first hour, but reading it, total, absolute liability protection It gives a pardon to all the criminals that have been stealing and thieving. That's why they're saying no investigation, no arrest, no nothing. Now that's for now while they're stealing. Later they'll burn some low-level stockbroker who had a crooked toenail or, you know, didn't wash his car once a week or didn't tie his shoelaces properly and say that that's the arch criminal. But they're saying they can take over anything they want in the economy, your homes, any banking, any government. Congress is signing its authority over forever. They can't really do that. That's treason. By that, you know, this is all color of law and a fraud. Violates the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's null and void. Marbury versus Madison. But it is not a bailout. But they've got everybody debating, well, should we bail them out? And then people debate, well, I'm not getting bailed out of my credit card debt or out of my mortgage. You know, only 28% of Americans in a Rasmussen major poll and other polls show similar numbers, right around 25-30%, depending on the poll. Rasmussen came out yesterday, 28% are for the bailout. But when you hear them on talk radio and read them in the paper, it's like, I don't like it, and it's bad, and it's socialism for the rich guys, but, you know, the economy's going to implode if we don't. No, you don't understand. They'll stabilize things for a few months if you let them do this, and then they're going to tank it all. They get it all when it goes for fire sale. Pennies on the dollar. Anthony, you produce, you put together, you helped write up the Myron Fagan Illuminati tapes. You know, breaking down how the bankers did this in Europe, how they did this here. All of the economic collapses come out of Wall Street and come out of the stock exchanges worldwide. They do this cyclically. This is a historical fact. It came out in congressional hearings during the Great Depression. But people forget this every generation. Break it down for people.
First of all, when they created the mechanism through which they gained control, they never had any intention for the people to ever wake up. But through talk radio, we do that. You can make a change. You can get the message. You are getting the message. The privately owned Federal Reserve came in 1913. The income tax came in 1913. The tax-exempt, you-pay-the-taxes foundations.
The FBI came, the Federal Police Force in 1913. The ADL came in 1913.
So what they have done is they've taken over the control over the issuance of currency. They create a debt that's called a dollar bill. It's a debt-bearing note issued at point of origin. They issue it into circulation. Now they're asking you to see the Grand Canyon. The head of the Federal Reserve and Paulson is saying, come over to the edge. You can get a better view. Just step a few. We're right behind you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just come right over to the edge. You can see the Grand Canyon from here. And they push, and you're off. Don't go in that direction. Do whatever you have to do by getting on other radio shows to talk about this financial Armageddon. It's like with the Panic Project, where I just revamped the Panic Project and Alien 51, making it into DVDs. And you can get those by going to freeworldfilmworks.com. We talk about that aspect of this program to bring you, to suck you into the core of their operation. There's never been any fought anywhere over anything at any time that's been won defensively. We must take the offense right now. We must stop this thing. When I say thing, I used to watch horror movies when I was a kid, and I saw the thing, and everybody was scared because they didn't know what the hell was on the other side of the door. But you have an opportunity to see what's on the other side of the door. You can get these films. You had mentioned Illuminati, the first one that came out, along with yours. We did another one after that. It's called 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. It's in 23 countries. It's in 7 languages. These programs are being seen throughout the world.
And that certainly is troubling the New World Order, whereas in the past they could fool the public. Now they know they've been exposed. The problem is they just don't care. They're moving forward. I mean, let's break down if the people don't speak up, if the people don't say no, if the police and military don't say no, we know they're waking up, what the globalists plan to do, what their master plan looks like, Anthony?
Well, it is like hell on earth, literally hell on earth. By breaking the dollar down, by crashing the dollar, it gives, affords them the opportunity to introduce the Amero. They want to break down the sovereignty of the United States of America. So they have to crash the dollar. What is being done today in the Congress of the United States is an introduction. It's a preparation for the abolition of what you now think of as the United States of America and the introduction of the North American Union. This is a Nazi agreement. This is what Adolf Hitler envisioned in his book, The World Order. This is the one after Mein Kampf. We're taking a look at a Nazi agreement, and it is a Nazi. It's a Nazi. It's a Nazi version of the European Union. The currency has already been put together. It's the Amero. They have to crash the dollar before they can introduce the Amero. They have to abolish the United States of America to bring in this union. It's Nazi-like in nature, and it is being done now. We're doing a series of films. I'm going to give you a number, 928-227-0760. That's 928-227-0760. You can go to that or freeworldfilmworks.com, get some of the products that I do. You got to get some of the products that Alex makes. The films that you make, the films that I make, we're all discussing the same thing. It's just different aspects.
Well, that's, you know, films are such a great vehicle because you don't have to talk to your blue in the face. You just fire and forget. You just give somebody a copy of a DVD, and I found that's the most effective thing. Anthony, I want to go to some calls in a moment, but let's specifically talk about how important 9/11 truth is, how successful it's been. I mean, our goal was
to... You've made it. Wait a minute, let me interrupt you, Alex. You, personally, have stayed on this thing. You're like a pit bull. You're going out there, you've grabbed him by the throat, and you're shaking and shaking and shaking. You brought in Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen did the movie about, you know, Wall Street. We're looking at that thing right now.
Well, the point is it got a lot of attention and made it safe for other celebrities like Governor Ventura, Willie Nelson, the best actress this year, German defense ministers, Italian president, members of the Japanese parliament, architects and engineers. That's why that was so important now 2.5 years ago. But, I mean, for people that don't understand, the victory for 9/11 truth is that in major polls worldwide, the majority of people believe it's an inside job. The vast majority is upwards of 84% in Angus
Reid. The majority of people in New York City understand it's...
They've had polls where the 60-some percent believe inside job in New York. We're talking Zogby. We're talking Angus and Reid. I want to get your take on this, but for people that don't know, worldwide now, the majority folks know that 9/11 was an inside job, but it has to go further. Not that it was just George Bush. He's just a puppet, but the international financial elite did this as a pretext to invade the Middle East, as a pretext to set up a police state in Europe, in the United States, in England. And so now we are having that revelation that you called for, Anthony. Where do we go from here?
Well, we have to expand. That's where we go from here. When we expand, then we become offensive in nature. They can't combat the giant. They are in a minority. When we understand that they are in a minority, when we go to co-opt their military, when we take people in the military through this story and they understand it, when they get the message, when we bring our films into Pakistan, into Islamabad, and Lahore, when this happens, and it is already happening.
And by the way, our films are everywhere.
And they bootleg them. And that's all right, because they get out there. Somebody said that they were taking my film out to Dubai, and they were going to go into Pakistan, and they're selling them on the streets for 1 and 2 rupees. And they're in Malaysia. They are in Thailand. I was talking to two individuals who are Chinese who are taking one of our films, The China's Answer to Cancer. at a meeting just two nights ago. They're going to distribute it throughout all of East Asia. In China, I did this film over there with Dr. Bruce Halstead. A film can be seen by a million people. A million people can see a film before a book can be read by one. That's a fact.
Absolutely. And what happens now is that a guy sitting in his chair reading New World Order quotes gets seen by millions. And somebody who makes a powerful film gets seen by hundreds of millions. And this stuff just keeps bouncing around forever. We put so much lead downrange in the info war. You know, I've got a parable or an analogy or a parallel. Remember the Harrison Ford movie?
Yeah.
The sequel to The Guns of Navarone, Force 10 from Navarone?
Mm-hmm.
Where they blow up the dam, and they're sitting there griping at the guy that planned the demolition, saying the dam didn't fall down. And he says, give it a minute, and he starts smoking his pipe, and then it starts cracking, and pieces fall out, and it implodes. Well, we're just now starting to see the cracks form.
There's
we have already blown
rise,
the daylights out of the New World Order. They were already planning to bankrupt us and go for broke. But now they're having to accelerate their program, which makes it even more obvious because it's collapsing out from under them. They're trying to flee forward, fail forward right now. And that's not me putting a pretty face on it. We have done something never before seen in the info war. More than 1776 and the pamphleteers and the Sons of Liberty for a decade before.
Alex, what I'd like to do with your films, I'd like to go to the American Film Mart here in Los Angeles. It's like the Cannes Film Festival. You haven't done it, but I can do it for you. I'd like to go into the American Film Mart with your film, our film, from Alien 51, the Panic Project, the China's Answer to Cancer, Luminati 911, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and sell the rights to foreign distributors, because they will go out and they will promote it for us. You get a little bit of money, but we get a lot of action. And
I'm not even worried about it. It's already. I mean, the films are already just going completely insane. Just where we can gauge it, you know, millions and millions and millions of views a month just for my main films on YouTube and Google alone, and yours as well. And just thank God that we decided to fight. I mean, Anthony Hilder, I go back to you. What year with Myron Fagan did you put out the Illuminati records?
1967.
And, I mean, think about the effect on the catalyst and how many people that woke up in chain reaction.
Well,
and think
I
of
thought,
those coming after us. I don't think the New World Order is going to get away with this, Anthony.
Well, when I first put out the three-volume set of this long-playing records, I figured if I could only get 1,000 sets, that's 3,000 records, the story wouldn't be ended. It wouldn't come to a close. We'd have an opportunity for other people to come along and get the message to pick up the baton. Not only have you picked up the baton, you've gone around the field many, many, many times, and you've been very successful at it. I'm going to give you a number, our number, because we got a fellow waiting in to take down orders, 928-227-0760. That's 928-227-0760.
Anthony, I would imagine folks have gotten that, but we can give it out before you leave us. Let's get a few calls in here.
Yes.
Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you feeling?
Well, we're doing as good as we can, trying to wake folks up.
I cry a lot. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's just being prepared. A lot of times, and this is where your frustration comes in, is that these people are under just great denial and delusion. And no matter what you say to them, even if you had articles, even if you had, like, the body just laying in front of them, they would still say, oh, nope, I don't see it.
We have to create such action that the enemy is not prepared. The
right.
enemy is not prepared for us awakening.
Well,
the
that's already happening. I mean, they are not happy. I mean, this gobbling of the economy came sooner than they were planning to, according to most of the experts we talked to. Anthony, the New World Order is not invincible. They're not gods. Do you agree that they're being destabilized right now?
Oh, absolutely, because the pedal is to the metal. They would not be doing now what they are doing now. Unless they were frightened to death that this whole damn thing was coming apart and we were succeeding, there is an exponential rise of awareness.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add, Robert?
I agree with you guys because they can't control it because they haven't accounted for human nature or the other people, the smaller people involved investing are trying to get out as fast as they can as well.
You've got to get the films. Alex has been making these films. It's not just to sit on the damn shelf. It's to get them out and play on cable access. Let's say you're in a little town in Podunk, Iowa. And out at Podunk, you've got 133 people see it in an afternoon because somebody took the time to go out there and put it on, their show. I mean, when they do this, it just expands.
Absolutely, folks. You cannot sit on your hands. You have got to get films like Illuminati and Terror Storm and Endgame and Truth Rising and make copies of them and pass the files around, the video files to your email list, every day, because the power of a film, that's what the enemy uses against us. The power of you, the listeners, taking action is incalculable. We'll be right back.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence? Because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com. The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow. What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action? PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free. Be ready. Be free with PatriotFood.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
David Ray Griffin's coming up at the 8 after. 9/11 Truth has had amazing victories. It's growing faster than it ever has before. More and more prominent people from science, media, academia, film are joining the ranks. It isn't just about 9/11. It's about stopping future stage terror attacks. It's about realizing who really creates the economic crises, the problem-reaction-solution, the Hegelian dialectic. Robert in California, thanks for the call. Dan, Bruce, Cody, Derek, Wes, a few others I want to try to get to. Oh, Cody in Florida disagrees. I want to go to him first. I didn't see that there on the screen. But before we do that, just in a nutshell, Anthony Hilder, you're an icon, and I just respect you so much and thank you for the work you've done. I probably wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for people who really set the ball in motion back in the 50s and 60s like yourself. In a nutshell, explain to people the system of problem, reaction, solution. I know most of them know, but some of them don't and don't understand. This really is the modus operandi of the enemy.
Look at the Mason and the Masonic temples. It says Ordo Ab Kale. That isn't just words written in Latin.
Bush has even said that in a bunch of speeches. We're going to bring order out of chaos.
Order out of chaos for control. To create a problem is essential. They have to create a problem so that we are led into trying to solve this thing ourselves and we get brought to the edge of the cliff. They create the financial Armageddon so that we have, when we go to the bank, we find it's frozen.
And then we have to look to them for help, and they say they're going to give us a national ID, FEMA card with money on it. They are real bastards.
Well, it's not just bastards. It's a satanic order. It's a Luciferian order. If you don't believe in God, they have their Lord Lucifer.
No, I know. They believe in it.
You know, when you fold that $20 bill, and we fold it on our film 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, we forgot to put in something. When you do the fold, there is on the left-hand side at the bottom an ST. ST is an abbreviation for saint. On the other side, there is an IN. It's saint N.
Oh,
saint
I know. N. I know. These people. Hey, I've got this big Mason going into Masonic meetings saying, I love Lucifer, I am Lucifer. And the average Mason, of course, isn't a bad person, doesn't know that the higher levels of their order, it's actually just a gateway into another order. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Dan in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello,
go ahead.
Dan. Oh, wow. Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're on a radio show, sir. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah. We need a detailed plan from you, Alex. You keep talking that we need to bring them down. We need to do this. We need to do that. I 100% agree. I just think people who know don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, I mean, you know, it's easy to say, meet up with us and I'll be the leader and do this and that, but that they can cut the head off something like that. All of us waking people up, all of us saying no, people in government leaking information, bringing out corruption, people in media saying no, no, no. And you're seeing more and more of that. Just the courage of going public and saying 9/11 is an inside job, that will sabotage the system. The problem is they control the banking system. They control, it's their system, so they, you know, have the high ground. Anthony Hilder?
Well, you start the job, you start the fight where you are with what you've got. If you can get a phone call into a major national show. They've got all of these opportunities that are in front of you. All you have to do is pick up the phone.
Exactly. Folks, you're looking for a magic silver bullet that will kill all the werewolves. There isn't one person or one thing or one perfect organization or group or multi-level marketing thing that's going to do it. It is going to demonstrations, going to protests, going and speaking to your city council that goes out locally on cable, going to your media, having them, you know, calling into talk shows, setting up websites, making films. I mean, look at, you know, Dylan Avery makes a $5,000 film and it reaches 100 million people. You know, all of my films reaching hundreds of millions together. That's how it's done. You just take action.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.